Chicago show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley show. It's the Skinny and Hooley show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk, and Glenamaddy? Here we are.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, is my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. What do you say, Skin?
Hey, Hooley, I was just looking at our thing for our trip in October. It looks great.
October 19th, Galway, only a few seats
here in Isles, yeah. Westport. I had some people in the office today from Westport.
Yeah.
Roscommon, Dublin.
You know what?
It's going to be fun. It should be great. Unfortunately, we're all sold out. So
before we get to that, I want to remind everybody you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show, and we're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal, Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois.
It's right near Illinois.
Yeah, WCEV, we're Chicago's ethnic voice. 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. You ever miss a show, folks? You can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at skinnyhooley.com. All right, here's what I wanted to tell you. You mentioned the trip to Ireland and Westport.
Yeah.
You know our old friend Dennis Kearns?
Yes.
His grandfather, Weeping Jim Kearns, was the alderman of the First Ward back in, 1915?
Wow.
And he was the one who introduced the bill in the city council for a Chicago flag.
Wow.
So you know who sent that to him? That's the clipping Denny got from your cousin, Maureen Ryan.
Oh,
she's
wow.
like a historian.
Yeah, she is a historian.
So she sent him that clip. Now, Denny, when we get to Westport, he wants to bring a Chicago flag and present it to the mayor of Westport.
Very good. We'll have to get that flag.
So we got to get that worked out. Denny will get the flag. We got to talk to Brian O'Brien about.
Yeah, we can get there. We can get
the
there. Yeah,
mayor of Westport and make the presentation and everything. And, yeah,
that sounds good. And yeah. Maybe they'll welcome us like we're real people.
Well, you remember when we went to Newry and they gave us that grand welcome?
Yeah,
that was terrific. They had the lunch out for us.
I know you were putting sandwiches in your pocket.
That's
stuff
what we're looking for in Westport, Mr. Mayor, if you're listening.
I'm sure that he is.
We're looking for. Are you kidding? They listen to the Skinny and Hooley show all over Ireland.
Hey, you know, I think I told you, Hooley, my cousins are in from Ireland, and they're from Tralee, and the Rose of Tralee is going on over there right now. So
we may get a call from Maggie McEldowney.
Yes, it was great that Chicago won last year, and it was actually the first time since, 1983 or something like that? Yeah, it was 1983.
Yeah, a long time.
So it was a long time. So congratulations to Maggie McEldowney. She's just finishing up her tour as the Queen, the Rose of Tralee.
I hope she calls in. And you know what? We also want to welcome Moira, Dave, and George Cahill.
Yes.
They're here for the show, even though there was a big party for Jeannie Wren down at Liz East tonight, and we moved up here upstairs, and we're in the private party room, which is a lovely spot.
It's nice and quiet up here, yeah. High above Chicago.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's unfortunate is that we could be outside right now. It's sunny and beautiful.
But no, it's not. What are you talking about?
Well, look out that window over there.
Oh, that window. That's
that sun.
6 miles
away.
There's
only one sun.
Look at that. Yeah.
And here comes another 399.
Oh, Mark Solsky is here.
He got all dressed up for the party.
Yeah. He looks like your cousin at the wedding.
Yeah. No, my cousin was much worse than that.
Hey, speaking of your relative.
Hey, we had a great wedding, though. John had a great wedding.
It was
a
terrific wedding, but yesterday was the party at Jack Wright, your cousin Jack Wright's house.
How about the characters there?
Oh, that was fun, yeah.
Yeah, we played golf yesterday.
Old-time coppers there, you know.
Yeah, we played out at Ravislow Country Club in Homewood and then went back to Jack's house. There was about 40 guys there. It was just.
Jack put on a nice spread, too.
You met Father Bill Sullivan, one of the nice guys.
Yeah, he's going to come on the show. He's quite the storyteller. I couldn't shut him up.
I know.
He'd be fun on the
show. You were really. I know that you got a little touchy there. The more he talked, you were like, "What the heck? I'm supposed to be the center of attention."
I did,
but it worked out
pretty
good.
That's your routine, not mine.
No, I'm only kidding. Just kidding.
Father Bill, he's an Augustinian priest.
Yeah, and really good guy. Yeah, went to Mendel, taught at Mendel, been all over the place, and went to it was in Philadelphia with the headquarters, and just a regular guy. Grew up across the alley from us.
Did he really? I didn't know 79th
that. 79th Street, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. His mother and her sister owned a two-flat, and we lived right behind him, and my mother and her sister owned a two-flat, and there was about a million kids between
us. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
The Salvins are great people. They're very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, you don't meet a lot of priests like him. He's pretty cool.
You just don't meet a lot of priests. He is cool, though.
I do meet a lot of priests. I'm at Mass every morning. What are you talking about? Of course, I got a funny story about a priest. There's a priest at our parish from Peru. So he has a very thick accent. And at the end of Mass, he says, the Mass has ended, go and pee. That's what he says, I swear to God. It's like, it's peace, Father. Peace.
Only you would bring that up.
Said it, I swear.
Okay, a lot of people say stuff. You don't have to repeat it.
All right, take it easy.
I know.
Take a chill pill.
He said it.
All right, speaking of comedians.
I know.
We got the great Pat Chase back on the show. God, Pat, this is probably your third or fourth time on the show.
I think it's
maybe
my
fifth.
Third time at Lizzie's, but I did your show when you did it in Forest Park, I think.
Yeah, that was the boys' show.
That was your big break in show business, wasn't it?
Yeah, it helped my career a lot. I lost my job.
That was at Goldie's.
Yeah, Goldie Burger.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We know you got a big thing coming up. What is it?
August 26th, so next Saturday. Big fundraiser at St. Viator High School. So anyone out in Arlington Heights, any of your listeners in the northwest suburbs, the show is at St. Viator's, August 26th at 7:30 p.m.
You guys near St. Viator's? No? Okay. Oh, okay.
St. Viator's is a great school. It's been around forever.
Catholic high school.
I didn't attend, so I can't attest to
Where'd you go to high school?
Streamwood and then Bartlett. All public schools, so I can't read really good.
I was
really
going to say like PS23 or something. Okay. You look like a public school guy.
Yeah, I feel like one too. Thanks.
So
that's great. So who else is on the agenda with you there?
So this is a fundraiser show, so all the proceeds for it go to the St. Viator Booster Club. It's produced by Mike Yeo. Mike Yeo, big producer in Chicago.
Yeah, he does all the
comedy
shows.
On the bill, we got Patty Vasquez.
WGN.
She's a big player. She's got her own show on WGN Radio.
Yeah.
Audrey Jonas, who's kind of a newer comic on the scene, but she hosts her own show called Hoo Ha Comedy.
Hoo Ha.
Yeah. Mickey Housley from Houston, a good friend of mine. He's kind of new to Chicago, been here about a year. Really funny guy. And then myself. So that's next Saturday, August 26th at 7:30 p.m.
A week from tonight.
Yeah.
Now you do a lot of these shows, don't you? A lot of these fundraisers.
I do. I don't know how.
Because you're a humanitarian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually like the Catholic schools and stuff. I get booked for these shows, and it's always fun. I always get a couple free beers out of it and some food, so I'm happy.
That's good. You're easy to please, Pat Chase. And you also got a new day job, right? Well, you can't mention the company.
Unfortunately, yes, I do have a new day job. Well, fortunately, I need money to pay bills, but
don't we all?
So, the new gig, I'm an admissions advisor for a university. So I
good for you.
Students. It's tough. It's like sales with rules.
Sales with rules.
There's certain things I can and can't say.
Oh,
you know?
Can't guarantee them a PhD.
Right. I have to word the verbiage differently.
Take a course here and you can transfer to Harvard next month.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You're going to be successful. I promise you.
Well, you know, it's really interesting about the online schools. Is that Oral Roberts, 10 years ago, had 8,200 students. Now they have 82,000.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
And so many of these schools, I was reading this thing, is brick and mortar going to go away from the school, the colleges, you know? why do they have to have all that stuff? I mean, if you think about
it. So you can have panty raids and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I know, but it costs the parents. The parents are going to wake up.
The parents are getting killed now.
Well, the online school, it's kind of geared for, like, people that are working with kids, you know.
Right.
They started school, had kids or something. You know, life happens.
It's for people who actually want to go to college and get a degree.
Right.
Right. Or finish what they started later. And, you know, it's convenient because you can do it.
You can help me. I never finished college.
I feel like I'm at work right now.
Yeah.
I'm pitching.
I never finished. What's the, you know, but I'm an old man now. What's the point of me?
Well, how much college did you have?
3.5 years. But I didn't take, like, biology.
Well, think of it like this, Mike. If you had finished, maybe we wouldn't be doing the radio
show.
In a conference room in a condo that none of us live in.
We're
borrowing space here.
Yeah.
You may have owned this building if you finished.
Right.
You know? It's a wild.
Right.
Yeah, I'm loving what I'm doing now. All right, so what else is going on, Pat, in your life? You know,
just doing my thing.
Now, you told me that you don't know sometimes until you get to the show whether it's X-rated or not. Or
because you had asked me earlier if about this show.
Yeah,
it depends on the audience, right?
Right. I mean, some of these Catholic fundraisers, it's usually put on by, like, the parents of the students or something like that. So some of them, they're like, oh, it's okay. You can go a little blue. And I'm like, don't tell me that.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a little.
Just tell me to keep it clean, and I might only swear once or twice.
Did I ever tell you that story about the floods when they had that Matt Cassane? Do you remember Matt Cassane?
I do remember him.
Okay, well, he told us, the floods are your sponsors? I said, yeah. And he goes, I did a party for them once. It was for, like, their grandmother's birthday or something. And right before I went on stage, one of the floods takes me aside and goes, I just want you to know you can go as blue as you want. Because we're really into that kind of humor. And don't be intimidated. Get up there and just let it fly. So he does. And they practically killed him.
Okay, like, we didn't know that, right?
Who told you that? And he went, whoa.
Buddy,
that's
you
my
need
mother's
some
birthday
therapy.
Party, you idiot.
And that happens sometimes.
I think do you know Bobby Flood? He's a comedian. He also
they're all comedians.
Everybody's a comedian.
Of course.
Yeah.
I saw this thing with Groucho Marx just a week ago. It was on. You probably don't even know who Groucho Marx is.
No, I do, absolutely.
But anyways, he was on, and he was talking about the blue shows. He says he goes. I don't get it. If I go to a comedy club or I go to see a comedian, he starts doing it. He goes, I get up and I leave. He says, anybody can do that.
Yeah.
You should heard him. I mean, it was really interesting.
You bring up blue comedy, I don't mean I go up there and tell dark material or blue. It's just when I'm in the heat of the moment telling a legit story that
sometimes
I wrote a joke about, it's like I tell it like it happened. And sometimes my emotions come through the microphone. And you might get an F-bomb or two, or 10 or 20.
Don't do that on the Skinny.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know, Groucho Marx, Skinny, though, he wasn't exactly, the pillar of...
he did all the double entendre, but he just says, I don't like going.
Do you remember
when anybody can do that? I know. I remember all the stuff he did. I'm just saying, he just said when he goes to a comedy club, he says, anybody can do that.
Did you ever hear the story about when the guy came on Groucho's show?
Yeah. I saw those things.
Well, I want a specific one.
Oh,
the guy says, I have 14 children. And Groucho goes, 14 children? He goes, Groucho, I love my wife very much. And Groucho goes, I love my cigar, too, but occasionally I take it out of my mouth.
Oh.
So Groucho could go a little blue. Not that that was blue.
I don't know.
That was kind of light blue.
You're probably going to get some nasty emails from that.
No,
Mike.
We're going
to
have to check
it
out.
All right, Pat. So how about some clean material? You got any clean material?
Any new stories? Any funny things happening?
I'm just kind of like rebuilding. It's been a rough year for me, like with my family and stuff. Everything I'm doing is like, it's good. I'm writing new jokes.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of it is
Do you
like
sit
family.
Down... And just with a pad of paper?
When a thought pops in my head, I'll shoot myself like a text or a little message. I don't like
That's
write
a
it verbatim. And then when I get home, I'll try to write something out or at least jot down the thought and work it on stage sometimes. Like, it's not all about writing. I mean, if I was a writer for like a sitcom, but with jokes, I just kind of get the thought and try to work it out on stage.
Johnny
and then I'll record it And if it
sounds good, you record it on
my phone or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the audio.
It's high tech stand up.
I
usually forget to hit record, so it usually never works. My phone just sitting there. I'm like, oh wait, I forgot to hit record.
That was hilarious.
Do they steal other people's jokes or?
Well, with like social media and everything, a lot of comics like to post like some of their jokes online and then see how many likes they get. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, but I don't do that.
But you're more of a character comedy.
Yeah. I perform these jokes.
If they can't,
it's not really witty.
They can't really, it's like trying to steal Rodney, you know?
I'm not the most smartest, articulate comic. I'm more of like.
We noticed.
Right. But just I could take an idea and present it to an audience and perform it in a way they'll all enjoy it. So, I mean, or that's at least the goal.
Sure.
Yeah. I actually like when like a part of the room doesn't enjoy it.
Oh, you like
that? I just want to please like 80%. Yeah. The 10 to 20% to just hate me or kind of, we'll see about that guy.
Now, when you go to St. Vitus, how long would you got to get up and do a routine?
Usually a show like this, I'll probably do about 15 to 20.
15 to 20 really? Minutes, yeah.
Wow, that's got to be hard.
I mean, it's hard sometimes to not do 20. Like sometimes I can go up there and ramble for an hour.
Yeah.
If it's the energy's right and everything like that. But this one, you know, it's a fundraiser. I just, you know, the main thing is to raise money and have it fun for everyone. It's not like a comedy club.
Right.
You were just
these people are going to pay money for tickets to just not just see a comedy show, but to support, you know, the
St. Vitus.
Club,
yeah. Right, that's
so
great.
I don't like,
but you don't want to go up there.
I don't
want
to offend anyone. Right, yeah. But I also don't want to like try like stuff on them and like have people walking out and ruin the whole benefit. You know,
Norm MacDonald, I guess, did that at a. Somebody played the tape of him. He did a fundraiser or something. It was just the people were like, "Oh my God!"
Well, don't get me wrong. There are certain situations where it's like, you know what? I don't want to be here. Just. As much as you don't, audience.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make everyone hate this. and I already got paid, so.
So you're not going on the road that much anymore?
No, I just, lately, I've been, like I said, I had like some family things going on.
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I mean, I've been, my brother just got married last week.
I saw the pictures. On
That was good. He got married. My mom passed away in March.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And then my dad had, who was sick last year, he lost his leg to diabetes. So it's just been kind of like a
bad year in some
ways.
Yeah,
just so, and then I got laid off at the beginning of this year. So
I thought
just,
you quit the other job.
No, they laid me. I mean, if they hadn't laid me off, I probably would have gotten fired because I was sick of it anyway.
Yeah.
How can you be sick of selling insurance?
There's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance, right?
Wait, didn't you say that the last show?
He did. He says the same stuff.
Oh,
every show.
You got to be kidding me. I got that from you.
Come on, man. Get some new material, Mike.
I know, Mike. Come on.
All right, so let's talk about the time you got hired to do the gay event and they booed you off the stage.
Oh, boy. And it wasn't because it was a gay event, it was in a colorful town in Michigan.
A colorful town?
We'll call it that. During their pride parade, which was in October.
And you were the
town
comedian?
Is called Saugatuck, Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. So well, that's kind of a big gay community. Yeah.
Sort well, it's of. Like a mini big gay community.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not as big as Boys Town.
Okay.
But
Who was the genius that booked you for that?
Well, the thing was, the guy who booked me wasn't there. The manager told me to. He's like, it's a colorful community, so be careful what you say. And I took that as, all right, let me just go ham on these people. And I opened just with something stupid. It wasn't even funny.
You don't
it was
have
like
to say what it was.
Yeah.
It was just about, you know, equality marriage, you know, like gay marriage.
Oh, okay.
Just a hacky, stupid opener, and no one laughed.
Oh, they were not in the mood.
And I had to do like 35 minutes.
35 minutes?
And I'm up there for about 10 with no even
sweating
chuckles.
Bullets.
Sweating, like literally, pouring sweat.
I know what it's like, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, I hope they light me like soon. I don't want to be here. And I'm like,
how long did you last?
They lit me at about 15, which is about 15 too long, to be honest.
Oh, they lit you. You mean they hit the light?
So they hit the light at 15. They were probably going to do it around 20.
Yeah.
So as soon as they lit me,
I ended up out the door.
I got like a decent little laugh on one joke, and I was going to follow it up with another, but I'm like, no, this is all I'm going to get. So I literally, I walked off stage, but I didn't even walk off stage. I walked straight out the door as soon as I got off stage. Up and then kept going for like three blocks. Took a left turn for like another three blocks. Bought a pack of cigarettes. Had like four of them. Walked all the way back to the venue. The sweat had dried. I was like, oh my God, what just happened? And then they booked me the next year.
They did?
Yeah.
Wow.
The next year, I'm like, do you guys remember me or no? Because they always ask to put your headshot up on like the wall.
Oh, sure.
And I didn't have one the first show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe that's why they didn't remember me. But just so you know, the second show, I crushed it. So
Now, I saw the wedding pictures online. Now, you and your, you, is it you have two brothers?
So I have two older brothers
and a
twin sister. You guys
look like... gangsters, you know, everybody's got these suits on. It was like, wow, what a scary bunch. And then your dad had the his leg.
Right, he was in the wheelchair.
He's in the wheelchair with
his
bare leg. It was a riot. Yeah. I was like, holy cow. So you have an interesting family.
Yeah, they're great. And my mom is the Irish one of the family.
Oh,
so
oh you're,
where I get my Irish from. My dad's Polish. But yeah, it was a good wedding. It turned out well. It was down at the... Morton Arboretum.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's real nice.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend, though, man. I tell you, I had to do the...
I got to tell you.
I had to do the rehearsal dinner, so I went straight from work.
Did you have to perform at the rehearsal dinner? Or did
no, I did actually missed the actual dinner. I just caught the after party, which got a little wild. And then Saturday was a wedding. Got a room there, which I shouldn't have because I stayed there, partied more 2 days in a row. And then that Sunday, I had to feature at the Improv out in Schaumburg at Woodfield Mall.
Yeah.
And it was the first time they booked me to feature there.
You felt real good.
Oh, man. I was.
I bet you felt loose, though.
I felt like I was going to pass out and just take a nap on stage. I was so exhausted. And it's so hard to work in those conditions when you're hungover.
Sure,
it's a Sunday.
It is.
Yeah.
It's occupational hazard
after
really
two nights.
It.
Yeah.
They just you got it's like you got to wake them up. And it was tough, but I got through it and it was great. So,
okay. Now, do you play zanies at all?
No, actually, I haven't played zanies in years.
Because you mentioned that light. When those lights hit you at zanies, it's like 10 semi-trucks have got their lights on.
Well, sometimes I'm like, cool, great, they lit me. I got one last joke, and I want to get off of this stage. Because sometimes, you know, you end on a good note, and sometimes I end slightly before the light if it's like a huge, you know, reaction.
Get off while you're doing good.
Right. Yeah. Instead of like, I got time for one more joke, and then that one bombs, and then you're like, I should have totally just ended.
Now, didn't you go on stage, I think with my son Patty, right after your mom died?
Yes, I did.
Good
it was,
for you.
Berwyn.
What was that like? That was in the little... That little bar in Berwyn.
It was actually very fun. They gave me
Patty said you killed.
They gave me like 30 minutes. And,
wow.
I just had fun with it. And that's what I've been doing lately, really. Like,
did a lot of dead mom jokes?
I'm like, she's always watching me now.
Oh,
I
that's
can't
right.
get away with anything.
That's very good. But yeah, he told me you killed. That took a lot of guts to do
I
that.
I mean, you know, it's therapy to me. I love performing. It's something I'm good at, and I just enjoy it, you know. And, like, when that happened, I mean, my mom used to come to all my shows.
Oh, did she? God
and,
bless her.
And part of the reason I do comedy is because of her. She's a very funny lady.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. Skin.
What's her maiden name?
Martin. Ruthann Martin.
Ruthann Martin.
Was she from Chicago?
She grew up in Oak Park and Sacramento, California. She went to high school out there but grew up in Oak Park.
Well, you're right. She is always watching over you. God bless her. She's keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, when I bombed on stage, I know she's laughing upstairs.
<That's> Glad somebody's digging it.
Right.
Don't do that joke. It's terrible.
All right, one more plug for stand-up schools. Stand Up for Schools.
Stand Up for Schools. It's Saturday, August 26th. Show starts at 7:30. For tickets, you can call Caroline Starr at 847-890-8892 or go to MikeEO.com.
What's MikeEO's real last name, do you know?
Okendo.
Okendo. And he books Weed Street all the time, right?
Yeah, that's like his main venue.
Okay.
Joe's on Weed Street, home of the Mike Yo comedy show. He's been there for
a long time.
15 years, probably.
Do you know Bill Brady?
Is he the owner?
No, he ran the Barrel of Laughs for 35 years.
Oh, Bill
years.
Brady. Yeah. What was that, down in Oakland?
It was, yeah. He was on our. He's been on our show several times. He still does parties and stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the best of luck to you. Always a pleasure having you on
Skinny
the show.
Man, you did a great job. It's always a pleasure to be here. Okay. Thank
really,
you guys so much.
This is really good. It was interesting. All Thank right. you so Thanks. Much.
You can see Thank Pat you. Next Saturday night over at St. Viator's at 7:30. For the what's a benefit for St. Viator's High School, which is a great Catholic high school in Arlington Heights. The number to call 847-890-8892. Pat, God bless you. Thanks
Thank
you for coming.
Thank you guys so much.
Right,
I appreciate it.
Right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show for these messages from our friend.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
As my feet may wander,
on September 15th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago, join Nathan Carter, his band, and special guest Chloe Agnew for a show-stopping program of old country favorites, pop standards, and Irish folk songs. Fans of Daniel O'Donnell and Michael Bublé will fall for Nathan's Irish charm. Tickets from $40 at nathancarter.ca.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new Trials Day program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836. Or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooli show. What a night. We're having a big party downstairs. Jeannie Wren's having a party, so we moved up here to the party room, and we're having our own little party.
That Pat Chase is terrific.
He's a riot.
Interesting stories.
He is a riot.
He is a riot. He's very funny.
He's got to take the old Rodney spot, you know. Right. There's a with Rodney Daddy. There's a, he's
yeah,
got,
someone's
got
to fill in for Rodney.
Someone's got to fill in the Rodney thing.
So there's a lot of stuff we were hoping to hear from Maggie McElDonny, Hooli, but it's 1 o'clock. Whatever,
yeah, it's one. It's past 1 o'clock in the morning now. There.
So, but we have two special guests.
She may still call in, but we'll see.
That are here tonight with us. One of them is a famous Irishman that lives in Chicago, David Cahill.
Black Dave Cahill.
Black Dave Cahill.
Say hi to everybody.
Say hi. Get up on the microphone. You got to get right up next to it. Come on.
There you go.
Hi there. How are you doing?
All right. That works. You're from County Kerry. He's from the kingdom.
He's from the kingdom.
Yeah. And then we have Anya. What's your last name?
Lenahan.
Anya Lenahan.
She's
from Mayo.
Right. She's the Selsky's cousin. And right. She's just got in town with her girlfriend. And they're looking to, you graduated from University of Limerick, right?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, cool.
And she graduated from where?
The IT Tala in Dublin.
In Dublin. So they got to find jobs to stay here.
You
so
just got here?
Yeah. Last Friday.
Oh, no kidding. That's Skinny's phone. He's got a job for you.
Let's hope so.
Oh, that's good. So did you guys get a place to stay and everything?
We're staying with friends at the minute.
Oh, yeah.
We have to settle ourselves, yeah.
Have you been to Chicago before?
I was here last summer.
And you liked it, right?
Yeah.
Were you a J1 last year?
Yeah.
Where'd you work last year?
I worked at Harry Carey's on Navy Pier.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, so we came back again.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Don't you love Chicago?
Yeah. I do. I really like the city.
This man came here when he was...
What year was that when you came, Dave?
59.
1959.
He was 6 years old.
I was 6 years old.
1959, and you love it here, don't you, David?
Oh,
get up
it.
In the microphone.
You can't beat it, man. The greatest place in the world.
Yeah.
Most beautiful city.
But it you go back Chicago. And forth a lot, though. You go back and forth to Kerry, you know?
Whenever I get enough money up, I go take a trip back.
I was talking to Pickle today on the phone, and he said he stayed with you once in Ireland,
but
you made him work.
Oh, I made him work. He was a good worker, too.
He said I'd sleep till 4 o'clock to avoid, he put me to work baling hay and stuff.
He said that he'd learn more from me, and I think he was there about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Then he'd get 4 years in law school.
I believe that.
I believe it. Now, you know, the Rose Truly is going on. Now, I know they had a steak race there years ago, a dog race.
They did, yeah. 30.
Oh, Dave's very big with the dogs.
Yeah. So tell us about the race 30 years ago.
Well, 30 years ago, I won that with Hannah's Gift was the name of the dog.
Hannah's Gift.
Hannah's Gift.
And that was in Tralee for the around the Rose, right?
In Tralee, yeah. Everybody likes to win that race, the Rose of Tralee. But
did you win or did the dog
win? The dog won it.
Oh, jeez, I got a little confused.
I didn't run that myself.
Tell Hooli what the name of your best dog was.
My best dog I had was Hello Skinny.
Oh, you told me that story, yeah. Yeah.
How many races did he win?
He won 46 Grade A
Hello
races.
Hello Skinny, wow.
You got the dog. He goes, I got a dog named after you.
You look kind of like a greyhound.
Yes,
Skinny.
I know.
Or
Skinny,
a whippet.
Skinny, you were a good runner yourself, Skinny.
Oh, yes, but I never was in a dog race, but that's okay. Now we're going to go back to Anya. So tell us what's your background, what you're looking to do. I know you were talking to Athletico, right?
Yeah. So.
Oh, as a therapist?
I graduated as a sports and exercise scientist.
Oh, okay.
So my major would have been in like strength and conditioning.
Can you take a look at my knees after the show?
Maybe.
I was going to Athletico because I had a bum knee. Yeah.
So at home I would have worked with a lot of sports teams.
Yeah.
Mainly in GA, which is Gaelic football.
Sure. It was founded by Michael Cusick, who was a long-lost relative of mine.
Really?
Yeah, my mother was a Cusick.
Oh.
Yeah,
so that would be my main area. And then I would have did like video analysis with teams as well, and nutrition. So they're kind of my three areas that I kind of touched on.
Well, you know, they got to they have GAA here at Gaelic Park. You've been out there?
They do. No, I'm planning there to go there on Sunday.
Yeah, you should. You should meet Bernie Markley. She's very involved with
all
that.
Yeah, she is. She's on the show right before us.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
She's not lately.
Well, she was.
She was. Yeah.
She
but
was.
Yeah, but she's very involved with the GAA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Markley. Well, what's the? Oh, that's a thing. Jeannie, you were at the fundraiser, huh, Dave? I see you got the wristband. Well,
quite a few Irish down there, isn't there?
Oh, a lot of people down there. The place is loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're never worried.
She'll make a beautiful judge.
Yeah, she's a beautiful lady. She's very smart and been around. She's been around. She's a real good lawyer.
When's the next election for judges? Do you know? When's that?
It's next March. Well, the primary is next March.
Okay.
But in Cook County, you just, if there's, you know, if you're a Democrat, you just win. There's no such thing as an election. It's kind of like the Soviet Union. Like years.
I'm glad you're saying this. Not me. Well, she has the right name, Jeannie Wren. You know?
Jeannie Wren is our sponsor forever.
Of course, I know. Yeah.
That's why we do the show here, and Johnny's a great friend, and he's all tied in with the you know, the
Sister Cities Committee.
So, great guy, and I understand the mayor of Galway was downstairs, too. Some people were there.
We were trying to, but he doesn't know we're up here now. What's a guy, Kieran Collins, do you know him? He's in town, I guess, for something. He's from Pedford, I think, a friend of mine. Mike Monahan sent me his picture today.
Yeah, I met him downtown. I don't know him personally, but I met him.
He's a TD now, right?
Right.
He's down at the fundraiser.
Is he down there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to say hello to him when we get through with the show.
I just asked him if I thought Mayo would beat Kerry Sunday, and he said he didn't think so.
I hope so.
Oh, we got Mayo and Kerry here,
Look at us. Holy, we're peacemakers.
I never thought of that.
This is really good.
Are they playing each other Sunday, Mayo and Kerry? Yeah.
Semi-final.
Oh, wow.
It's the semi-final or the final?
Semi-final.
And who's the other ones? Dublin and something?
And Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. This is going to be good. This is the football, right? Not the hurling.
Football, yeah. So Galway then are against Waterford in the final in the hurling.
Galway and Water, holy cow.
Our Kerry Miners are also playing Sunday.
The Kerry Miners.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is that a final?
That's a semi-final also.
And who are they playing?
They're playing Kevin, I think.
Kevin.
Oh.
You know, every time we go to Ireland, we try to get in touch with you. You're back in Chicago. That's the other time. I was in Ireland with my buddy Denny Kearns. We met Jimmy Deanahan at 11 o'clock at night over at the Dáil, the Oireachtas or whatever it's called. Yeah. And he met us at 11 o'clock at night. And then he goes, come on, let's get Dave on the phone. So we called you. Of course, you were asleep, I'm sure. But you weren't answering the phone. I know that.
No, I missed you.
Yeah.
Jimmy could call you anytime.
He called me Monday. I was in the car. And I went, and I didn't realize it was like 3 o'clock and I was in the car. But that would be 9 o'clock their time. But he was with Maggie McEldowney, who I guess we're not going to hear from. But we wish her the best as she...
The Rose.
She, what do you call that? She lives out the rest of her reign. That's probably a day or two left. When do they crown her, the new one?
Tonight, isn't
it? Tonight or Thursday?
Thursday.
There's two shows normally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's Saturday.
Now I've got a question for Anya. So tell Huli what you tell me about our trip now, when we go where we're going.
So I'm from Newport, which is between Achill, Ireland, and Westport.
Oh, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
So right through.
You're going right through my town to get to Achill Island.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So.
And her friend is from Westport, right?
Yeah.
And you were staying in a nice hotel there, correct?
We're staying at the Westport Coast Hotel.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It does good food as well.
Oh, I heard it's terrific, yeah. It's right on the water.
Yeah, right out the quay. So you're like looking out Acropatrick and Clew Bay. It's
perfect.
Really, really pretty.
Clew Bay is gorgeous.
So you'll have gorgeous views, I say, from your rooms.
Unfortunately, Skinny's my roommate, so the view isn't going to be that great.
But if we're near the ocean, I think that I'm going to think that a big gray whale came into my room or something.
Yeah, you should definitely check out the Helm Bar.
Let me ask you, the Helm?
The Helm Bar. It's literally...
H-E-L-M.
Yeah.
Like film.
It's not far from the coast.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll check it out. In Westport.
Yeah, it does good live music.
Now, you know what? We're bringing the Chicago flag to Westport. Does Westport have a mayor? Or is it just county councilors?
Like county councilor, yeah.
Because we're going to bring a Chicago flag to give to whoever the big honcho is in Westport, because a friend, this friend of mine's grandfather was from Westport, and then he became Chicago alderman. His name was Weeping Jim Kearns because he went to so many wakes. You know, he was always at everybody's wake, Weeping Jim Kearns. But he was the first World Ward alderman, and he's the one who came up with, we got to have a flag for the city of Chicago. This is in 1915 or whatever. So we're going to bring him a flag if we can find out who to give it to.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Give it to Westport. Isn't that a good idea?
We're gonna have a Chicago flag for Westport. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. David, how are things in the kingdom?
Well, the kingdom is always a good place, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I heard people are leaving there in droves.
That's not lately, no.
We were in Dingle.
There's a lot
year.
Of them going back there.
Yeah.
I had some of the Sheehans want to move back.
Yes.
I think they were interested in buying a place there.
We almost did.
Did you really?
Scattered Glen, remember?
Scattered Glen, yeah.
Yeah, we went and looked at it, me and Mike.
Oh, that's a great idea.
The sheriff, he was sheriff, and he should have bought that place. It was right next
to us.
Right,
he could have brought those.
You got Cook County pay for it.
He could have had the inmates come over and clean the grounds up and plant the hay and stuff.
Some of the prisoners.
The prisoners, that's what I mean. That was fun. We should have bought that house. Tell David who stayed on your property, though, years and years ago, the secretary.
Oh, yeah, years ago, yes.
Who?
Dean Rusk.
Oh, no kidding. What was he doing there?
He was in the Korean
Was
Army.
He the Secretary of State or something?
Later on, yes, but he was in the Army with our neighbor. And they happened to come home at the time of, back in the 50s.
Okay.
They were just two soldiers, you know.
And they stayed there, huh?
Wow. Well, one of them was born there, and he stayed in the house with him.
Oh, that's great.
But years later, he was Secretary of State under John Fitzgerald Kennedy, our famous president.
Yeah,
right.
Is he still alive, Dean Rusk? Probably not.
No. He's passed on.
He passed away a long time ago.
Yeah. Long time, yeah.
Yeah. And he was a good guy, Dean Rusk. That Robert McNamara, not so much. But
we got to take a little break here. We'll be right back on the Skinny and Holy Show with Black Dave Cahill and Anya Lenihan.
So right Lenihan. Back. Lenihan.
Lenihan. Right. We're right back after these messages.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
My feet may wander.
on September 15th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago. Join Nathan Carter, his band, and special guest Chloe Agnew for a show-stopping program of old country favorites, pop standards, and Irish folk songs. Fans of Daniel O'Donnell and Michael Bublé will fall for Nathan's Irish charm. Tickets from $40 at nathancarter.ca.
And we're back on the Skinny and Willie Show. We're having a blast here tonight. We got Anya Lenihan, and we got Dave Black, Dave Cahill, but we also have Dave's son George on the show. George,
hey, I want to thank George. He helps me out a lot at Special Olympics. We had a great party at Carnival last year. He was one of my main committee members, and we got a lot of good people there. David helped.
One of the reasons
I know George does all the work, though.
One of the reasons I asked George on the show is Skinny. I just launched my book, and next week I'm having several book signings. Tuesday, the 22nd, at Cork and Kerry at 106th and Western, 7:30. And then Thursday night I'm at the Irish American Heritage Center at 7:30, 4626 North Knox. And the reason George is here, he read the book. Right, George?
Yes. He's one of our few friends that can read, Hooli, just so you know.
So, unsolicited, he was going to tell us about the book. It's called Nothing's on the Square. Okay, well, what do you have to say about the book, sir?
As I said in the email I sent you, Hooli, I think it's one of the best books I've read about politics in a long, long time. I mean, it ranks up there with Hunter S. Thompson. And I don't say that lightly, and I've read a lot of his work.
And oh, really? You're a fan of Hunter Thompson? Yeah, well, Gonzo,
not as much of a fan anymore, but I was at One Space and Time. And I mean, I think it's right up there with the great ones. Fear
and Would you make sure that George has a beer, Bridget?
He's already had 12 of them, obviously.
I like that when someone describes it as Gonzo journalism, because it is. It's sort of, you insert yourself into the story and...
Well, everyone that reads it loves it.
I'm having fun with it, yeah. So everybody, hope to see you all at Cork and Kerry.
You can get it on Amazon, right?
You can get it on Amazon. You can go to. You can get a signed copy if you go to...
Hooli's house.
Abbey Field, my house. AbbeyFieldPress.com. I got three in my briefcase right now. I got three copies if anyone wants to buy one. But on Tuesday night, I'm going to be at Cork and Kerry, 10614 Southwestern, and that'll be fun. And then Thursday night... at the Heritage Center. And then the following week, I'll be out at the Beverly Arts Center and then back at Duffy's Tavern in Forest Park. So we'd like to see everybody come on out and get the book. You will love it. So, and you're a guy who knows his way around politics, so you're not, some rube walking off the street who says, I want to read this book.
He went to the University of Chicago.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's,
We can't even though it's near
and
Carmel.
He's not a communist, believe it or not.
Right.
No,
that's what usually happens at the University of Chicago.
No, actually, there's a lot of right wingers.
Are there really?
Oh gosh, yeah.
Oh good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They have. They do. I mean, they actually had a T-shirt going around when I was down there because right when the Cold War ended and the Berlin Wall fell
or whatever. Yeah.
And they had the T-shirt said in the University of Chicago, we won the Cold War.
Ah, very nice.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's a quote from George Will. He said something like, the
guy with the bow tie?
He's the guy with the bow tie and the glasses.
Yeah.
And
the Cub fan.
There's a bit of a resemblance between you and George Will. Come to think
of
it.
If anybody needs a beating, he does. Excuse me.
But George Will did say on one of the Sunday morning talk shows, he said, the U.S. won the Cold War and the University of Chicago won it for them.
Ah, okay.
Very good.
This is an enlightened man is what I'm trying to say. He's an enlightened man, and he read the Nothing's on the Square, and he liked it.
Well, everyone that's read it liked it except it. But anyways, it's a great book. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you, Skinny.
It's a lot of fun.
I appreciate it.
Everyone should get a
Hope
copy
Hope to see
of it.
Everybody next Tuesday at Cork and Kerry and Thursday at the Irish American Heritage Center. What else you got? What do you got?
I want to give a plug real quick. We're having a 5K race at Midway Airport for Special Olympics on September 17th. It's a walk or a run. It's on the airfield.
I usually
airfield.
Do the walk part.
It's on the airfield, and there's a picture here. Well, you can't see it on the radio, but it's a plane taking off right next to the guy that's
it's
running.
It's cool. When is that?
Well, you've done it. It's
I've
September
done it three
17th.
Times.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's usually on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday morning over at Midway Airport.
We run around the outside of the airfield, and the airfield is open. I mean, it's not real busy on Sunday morning, but we raise a lot of dough for Special Olympics, and it's a good thing.
And just the view of the city is incredible.
It is. It's you would never think that you'd.
So how do you sign up for something like that, Skin?
Just go to sochicago.org.
There you go.
You could call our office at 312-360-1158. 312-360-1158. We get a lot of support on the southwest side. All the races are on the lakefront. They're all on the lakefront or up on the north side. But we have, you know, the Ridge Run out in our neighborhood, out in Beverly, and then we have this one. So it's something that's really good.
It's cool.
It goes to a good cause.
I still have the T-shirts, too. They're nice.
Yes, they're good T-shirts.
You know, Skinny, the other thing I want to tell you is, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window, Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's or any of those great saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy who died?"
You know what? I just got a call from my brother Mike before the show. Bill Wick passed away.
The wrestling coach in Mount Carmel for years.
Yeah.
And then he went to Rice, I think, too. Yeah.
He died. He went to Tilden High School.
What a character.
Coached at Mount Carmel. Coached at Brother Rice.
And he coached a lot of champions at Mount Carmel. I know that.
Coached a lot of and he has a record. He coached 5 United States Olympic teams.
Wow.
He was an assistant coach for 5 U.S. Olympic teams. He's well respected, but it's, you know, it just says everything about him. He was really well respected. Produced a lot of terrific wrestlers. A lot of guys, you know, the Williams boy, one of the Williams boys from Carmel went to the Olympics, and I know that he worked with Kevin Bracken and when Kevin went to the Olympics. But a lot of, you know, a real, real interesting guy. Great, great person. But he was really good with young people. But to be able to coach 5 Olympic teams says a lot about him, and he just passed away in his sleep last night. So say
God
a prayer for Bill Wick.
Soul.
He's a great
Bill
guy,
Wick
a Carmel guy.
Yeah.
So say a prayer for him. So he'll be missed.
Also, Skinny, James T. Casey, age 75, a United States Army veteran, beloved husband of the late Judy and the father of late Stephen, and he was waked at
Sheehy's,
where all the right people go. And one more that PJ gave me is James E. Honan. This is an interesting. This guy is 97 years old. He's got this huge obit, but he lives in, or he lived in Massachusetts. So I looked him up, and they put his obit in papers all over the country, which is pretty
cool. I saw it in the Tribune.
Just, yeah.
He was a great athlete.
Amazing. Yeah, he was a great all-state football and basketball. And just an amazing guy and his family. And he was recruited by Frank Leahy to go to Boston College. Anyway, it's just a great, if you get a chance, check it out. But it's interesting. They put his obit in all those different.
It was in
papers.
The Tribune. I thought he was from Chicago.
No, I got this out of the Boston Globe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow.
Right.
So, God rest his soul, James Honan, 97. 97 years old. All right, so we can close up the crypt and take another break here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop,
you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'll remind everybody, hey, don't forget, Nathan Carter is coming to Copernicus Center Friday, September 15th at 7 o'clock. Nathan Carter has taken the Irish music scene by storm. Now it's time we shared him with the rest of the world, says Daniel O'Donnell. So he's terrific. Irish singer nation Nathan Carter has catapulted into stardom. Charming audiences on guitar, piano, and accordion. I've seen him play the accordion. He's only 26. He has 3 number one albums and 2 number one singles. The ladies love him. Nathan Carter, check that out.
I want to say hello to Paul Grady, the commissioner.
Oh, I saw him downstairs.
Yeah, he said you saw him. From Peterson, Johnson, and Murray, that's his law firm, but he does a great job. So,
you know, I got a funny story for you. A little boy wrote a note to me the other day. He said, our teacher asked in class what my favorite animal was, and I said, fried chicken. She said, that's not funny, but she couldn't have been right because everyone else laughed. My parents told me always to tell the truth, and I did. Fried chicken is my favorite animal. I told my dad what happened, and he said my teacher is probably a member of PETA. He said they love animals very much. I do, too, especially chicken, pork, and beef. Anyway, my teacher sent me to the principal's office, told him what happened, and he laughed, too. Then he told me not to do it again. The next day in class, my teacher asked me what my favorite live animal was. I told her it was chicken. She asked me why. I said it because you could make them into fried chicken. And then the next day in class, after I was in trouble, my teacher asked me to tell what famous military person I admired most, and I told her Colonel Sanders.
Very good, Holy.
Thank you.
Very good.
I thought that was a funny
That's a chicken. That's pretty good.
Fried chicken story.
And we're winding it down.
Hey, yeah, if you want to get in on the trip to Ireland, there's only a few seats left. Call Sarah O'Malley at 773-527-0123 or call Jim O'Malley at Diplomat Travel.
All right, Holy, we got to say goodbye. We want to thank all our sponsors.
Pat Chase and the Cahills and Anya Lenihan and everybody else. Mark Salsky for being here. Mark Salsky Jr.
George.
And Bridget.
Bridget.
Everybody for being here. Thanks so much. And we will see you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.